This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, I can't hold it in anymore. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, goodness.
Ready? We've got to go straight to it?
This is turning into the Jeffrey Epstein show.
All right, well, welcome to your Wednesday, everybody. It's time for the Jeff Epstein installment. Yes, it's your chance to catch up with pedophiles and sex offenders and dead ones at that.
And
go on.
More and more people are being drawn in as the days go by.
Yes. What's
a happened? Woman in the video of Prince Andrew at Jeffrey Epstein's house mm-hmm. has been identified.
Oh boy.
As
who?
The daughter of an ex-Australian prime minister.
Right.
Do you remember?
She was one of the underage girls.
Yeah.
She was the one in that video.
Jesus.
Do you remember?
I haven't seen the video. Just tell me what happens in the video.
I actually haven't seen it either.
I've seen just a close-up shot of the door of the house, and it's just a series of images, and you get to see like someone walk in, someone pop their head out, and so that's how we've been able to make up the identity so far.
And then this woman was waving goodbye or hello in the video, and she's been now drawn into the scandal. Her name's Catherine Keating, and she is the daughter of, do you remember Paul Keating, the former prime minister?
Not really.
He was called the Lizard of Oz.
Oh, God. That's
why
not
was
nice.
He called that?
He was called that ever since he casually put his arm around the Queen.
The Lizard of Oz.
Yeah. In 1992, he gained notoriety in the UK for hanging his arm around the Queen.
Oh, my goodness. Well, just a clarification, though. She wasn't underage when this was filmed.
No.
Because this was done in 2010. She's 37 right now, so she was...
Well, I mean, if people are waving to each other, hello or goodbye, that doesn't seem like abduction is going on. No. You know? It's obviously like, hey, yeah, I just arrived at Epstein's house. Let's have some sex, and then I'll get out of here.
But anyone near or in that house would have known what was going on, and that's what's being raised now, is that why didn't anybody say anything at the time?
Yeah.
Why is it only coming out now? Were people too scared because of his
This guy was
power?
So connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was connected to important, powerful people. And I'm telling you, there's more to this. It's all just too convenient. He was probably the most high-profile prisoner in America at the time of his death. For a guy to die when he's that high-profile in prison seems very strange. Now, all the conspiracy theorists are going to start coming out of the woodwork. They already have.
Yeah.
And some of it is insane. The stuff you're hearing is crazy. You hear it talk about this island, the tunnels under this island, who's involved, the cover-ups, the deep state, the FBI.
The alleged suicide.
Oh, my God.
And the fact that it's also been revealed now that Jeffrey Epstein signed a redrafted will.
Yes, I heard
2 days before his alleged suicide.
Now, this is creepy to me. 2 days before he died, he signed this will. It also makes me think it could have been a suicide now.
You might have planned the whole thing and redone the will knowing that he was going to try and kill. Listen, it's very hard to kill yourself in prison. He wasn't on suicide watch anymore, which was also strange. They took him off there. There's total incompetence at the prison. So at the very least, we can explain this away by saying, well, everybody was asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, for sure. Look,
so if you want to dig deeper, I suppose you can. But on the face of it, you know, sometimes the best explanation is the simplest one. Just general incompetence. Here's Gail and the other people on CBS Morning talking about the new victims who've come forward.
We begin with this because we're learning new information about Jeffrey Epstein's final days. Three more of his alleged victims are suing his estate. The lawsuits filed overnight indicate how Epstein and his associates allegedly used young women's financial worries to pull them into a web of sexual abuse.
And CBS News has confirmed the convicted sex offender filed a will in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he owned a home just 2 days before his suicide in a New York City jail cell. First, on CBS This Morning, we're hearing from one of the attorneys involved in these new lawsuits. Mola Lenghi is following this story for us. Good morning, Mola. What are we learning?
Well, good morning, guys. The contents of these lawsuits are, well, frankly, they're a bit overwhelming. One even alleges that following his 2008 conviction on child prostitution charges,
everyone's overwhelmed here.
Work release program.
These guys, They're not dealing with this Epstein situation very well.
So excited, huh?
Front for more sexual abuse. Now, victims.
Can I hear that again? You know I want it like a child.
Replay.
Epstein used his work release program as a front for more sexual abuse. Now, victims' attorneys tell us that this is
intense abuse.
Mola Lenghi is following this story for us. Good morning, Mola. What are we learning?
Well, good morning, guys. The contents of these lawsuits are, well, frankly, they're a bit overwhelming. One even alleges that following his 2008 conviction on child prostitution charges in Florida, Epstein used his work release program as a front for more sexual abuse. Now, victims' attorneys tell us that this is not just about going after the multimillionaire's fortune, but getting justice for the women whose lives he allegedly ruined.
We want to hold the Epstein organization to account first. It's not primarily about money.
Stan Pottinger represents 20 Jeffrey Epstein accusers, including the three women who filed
20
civil lawsuits overnight.
All of them are against the Epstein estate and various companies that he had as part of his scheme or syndicate or the organization that he had that helped him round up girls.
The lawsuit brought by Lisa Doe claims an Epstein associate hired Lisa, then 17, to teach a dance-based exercise class at Epstein's townhouse. In later interactions, Epstein allegedly solicited massages, used a sex toy on her forcibly, and ultimately demanded that she go to her dance studio and find other dancers. The lawsuit filed by Caitlin Doe alleges Epstein sexually abused her when she was 17 and coerced her to lose her virginity to him after she turned 18. It also claims Epstein forced her to marry an associate who wasn't a U.S. citizen so they could stay in the country to recruit more girls. And the lawsuit brought by Priscilla Doe, who was 20 when she first met Epstein, is the only one to name his purported ex-girlfriend turned business associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. Priscilla claims Maxwell taught her the proper way to sexually please Epstein while on a trip to his island in the Caribbean.
And the proper way to sexually please him.
Jeez.
I should only have someone instructing some nubile young woman to tell them the proper way to please me.
I cannot believe how horny this man was.
So horny.
Jeez, like.
So really busy
as
well.
Keep it in your pants.
Like he had a whole recruitment team.
Teaching people how to please him.
I mean, listen, I'm in awe, you know?
Ooh,
well, I'm in awe.
Creepy. And what legal tender did this lawyer land by getting all 20 of the victims, the alleged victims?
Again,
you're representing 20 people. What?
These we're working in very big, higher up circles here. I mean, for instance, the lawyer who oversaw the signing of the re-signing of the will, he is actually the lawyer. For a
Are you also overwhelmed?
Yeah,
overwhelmed.
He's actually the lawyer for a Mexican drug lord.
Oh. Jesus.
And Epstein also, 2 days before his death, appointed Bill Gates' former science advisor as an alternate executor. We're dealing with very, very important people here. So his estate is valued at $577 million.
Yeah, so he was not having a rough time.
Look, he might have paid the guards off there. $2 million for each of the guards to casually not be around when he commits suicide.
Well, you got to watch these people because they might have some sudden amounts appear in their accounts.
$2 million to not do my job and to just.
It's just so frustrating that he's not going to feel the brunt of all of this.
Yeah, but isn't it amazing? This guy's been going on, like Leanne said, for years. He's been running this
island
of. Yeah, he's like. Going to have sex with Epstein, and there's money being exchanging hands, and there are women who recruit, and
secrets and lies.
Wow, so horny. You build your whole world around being horny.
Where do you think accountability should stop when it comes to the people who are around Jeffrey?
You got to go all the way to the top, right?
All the way to the top, where? Or to who?
Let's go to line 5. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's Bill.
Hi, what are you wearing, Leanne?
Oh, dear, Bill.
Are you wearing a low-cut top?
I am.
Oh, yeah. So, what do you want to know about my friend Jeffrey?
Well, Mr. Clinton, don't you think...
Well, call me Bill.
Sure, because we're friends like that. Bill, don't you think you are also in the line of fire here when it comes to
line
some...
Line of fire? Oh, hell no. Have you seen what happens to my enemies? Hillary just takes them out. It's great. I have no concerns. I sleep like a baby.
Anyone else who's visited the Epstein mansion, don't you think they knew what was going on?
Yeah, like what, you mean our friends?
Oh, sure, yes.
We had a lot of friends. We used to go there like a couple of weekends. You know, it was great. Especially when I wasn't president anymore. I love to go and spend time with Jeff and, you know, the boys.
Who's hornier, you or Jeff?
I am, well, now that he's dead, I'm definitely the most horny person in the world. I'm so horny. Right now I'm horny.
The horniest person in the world.
I am so horny right now.
Okay, Bill.
Hold on a second. I just need to check if Hillary's awake. Hold on. What if she's asleep? Okay, now she's asleep. Yeah, she's not. Well, Bill's... she always sleeps with one eye open. I never really know with her.
Bill, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Sorry.
You're very creepy.
You've creeped
don't
me.
You want to come with me for a week?
No. I don't want to come anywhere near you, Bill.
I came all over that blue dress. Don't forget. No. And then they made a picture of me, put it up in Epstein's study. I am proud. I am the horniest guy in the world.
Thanks, Bill. Oh, look at the time. Oh, we have to go.
Lost
have you seen
four.
What I look like these days? And I'm still horny.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez. Sure you don't want to know more?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's
a lot to tell. I got some great stories.
Nah, oof.
Bill Clinton.
Yo.
He is the horniest man in the world, right?
Well, now, yes.
Look, who cares Slick about the Willie. Title of being the title of being president?
Yeah.
Take the title of being the horniest person in the world.
He seems to be much prouder of that, right?
Oh. That's his real legacy.
All right. Do you want to go to some messages? Some of these are funny.
Yes.
R in C-Town says, years ago when Sia was late for the show and people were fed up with it, I messaged, early is on time is late, late is fired. He sure has changed his ways. So, see, some compliments for you.
Mm.
Thank you.
I love all this genetic stuff, says Dr. Robin. What we're going to see in our lifetimes is beyond our wildest imaginings. Absolutely. Mm. That's Dr. Robin, who talks to us often. I'm also not cutting my hair today, says someone
okay,
else.
Okay, great.
Must be a thing.
Let us know if anything changes tomorrow.
Yes. And then a quick voice note. Do you want to have one of these? Because we've got a whole mix of stuff going on here. Let's go.
Jeez, Brew, why don't you call a wham-wham-wambulance? Oh, my goodness, Gareth, that oak is moaning at you.
Oh, that's the climate change, dude.
Okay, Ocasio-Cortez.
That's from Graham. Lots of ambulance.
Cortez, Cortez.
I believe in climate change, says Sean, but it doesn't affect me. Not having kids, so what?
No matter how old a person gets, somehow it's hugely gratifying to just go back to a childish diss. Not like, thank you, I hear your argument, you can now keep quiet. No, it's like,
It's like pulling your tongue out at someone on the when you're in traffic.
Right, exactly.
Blowing raspberry.
Regarding the eating less meat, there have been more studies done recently on control groups within societies that... have decreased their consumption of meat, but the obesity stats have actually increased due to the fact that these communities have now relied on more of a processed meal that is similar to that of meat. But what the difference is the amount of protein that is found in a processed piece of food that is equivalent to the same protein found in that same piece of meat, you would have the quantities would go up. So the food.
All right, that's Taryn. I'm not going to let her carry on all day, but she's basically talking about how they've found ways to put more protein into less space, and therefore you can eat a whole lot less and get more of what you need.
Mm.
And that's great. I mean, again, like with the genetic discussion, let science march ahead. Where is Gord? He was becoming reliable there for a second. that's from David Longwe. David, I promise you he is coming back. he's been working on some project, and he said he's really, really busy. And anyway, there's a great book called My Own Liberator, a memoir by Dikgang Moseneke. It's a must read, one of the best written South African memoirs. And that's very interesting. That is a suggestion of a book for us all to read from Dato this morning. Thank you, Dato. Mm. All right. What else is in the news?
Matrix. Oh, talking about Bond, Matrix 4 is officially a go.
Oh, you mean Bond, James Bond?
That one.
That one.
Okay. And it'll be starring Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss, and Lana Wachowski. Hmm. Have you seen Keanu Reeves lately?
He's fantastic. People love him. They're worshipping him.
What
like
I'm
a
enjoying
god.
Is that he's grown a personality. He didn't have one before when he was young.
Well, do you think he had a personality of a rice cake?
Yes. I found him very bland and unexciting. So he seems to have developed quite a lot. But yes, the movie is a go. Would you watch it? On purpose?
On purpose.
I would.
I think if... You know, I'm more inclined to watch something like this than just any other average remake, because you think about The Matrix and it had all of these effects and whatnot.
Yeah, I love The Matrix.
And how technology has advanced now in movies. Mm-hmm. I think it would be more of a greater visual experience. You know, when was released back in the early 2000s.
I love The Matrix. Things. Oh, I love that movie. Mm. It was great.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions?
No, that I didn't watch.
See, I also didn't.
And I'm kind of glad I didn't, because everybody I've spoken to about them says they were shit.
I'm more inclined to watch something like this than I am to watch the new Coming to America.
And do you know how old The Matrix is, the original movie?
As old as Jeffrey Epstein's oldest girlfriend.
20th anniversary this year.
Wow.
20 years old.
Huh. Look at that.
Wow.
That's crazy, hey?
Oh my god, it's crazy.
So yeah, looking forward to that.
I'm just disappointed with some of these new reboots and remakes. Just let some things sleep and die.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sure, see, I'm very judgmental.
Okay, was die just an extreme word that I use? Okay, very let them judgmental. Sleep.
Sure. See, I just want things to die, and you know.
He's talking about living, being born, and then dying.
Yeah.
In the same breath.
Oh Jesus, yeah. Calm it down.
Goodness, guys.
Okay. So much negativity and ugliness with you today.
Just another day in my life,
die.
Then.
Just go ahead and die. Like we have the story about the lions eating a man, and see, it's like lions eat people.
Oh,
just die.
I mean, that's no shock here, but
just die.
Disney is celebrating, if we're talking about movies, Disney is celebrating just continuing to be this massive powerhouse that they are, because now they've officially released five different $1 billion movies in the space of 1 year.
That's quite something.
Disney is raking it in. So they released Avengers Endgame, which has made $2.79 billion and counting. The Lion King has recently made $1.34 billion across the world. Captain Marvel made $1.12 billion across the world.
Jeez.
Aladdin made $1.03 billion across the world. And then now they've just celebrated Toy Story 4 crossing the $1 billion mark. Those are pretty paydays for the Disney.
So Disney's doing well.
You're absolutely.
Are they going to be releasing the Jeffrey Epstein version of Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Okay. What about
Pirates of the Caribbean Virgin Islands?
Not so Virgin Islands.
Yeah, the not so Virgin Islands.
Oh no.
God, how horrible!
How horrible!
What a creep!
Look, that's an SNL sketch. SNL sketch waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Gareth, you're going to Italy when next week?
Yes.
And you're not going to the beach, right? You're going to Rome. Okay. Because if you did go to the beach, you would have to be very careful of not stealing any beach sand.
I wasn't really on my agenda, but okay. What's this all about? What do I need
French,
to know?
A French couple were on holiday in Italy.
Yes.
And you know when you're a bit tempted to bring a little bit of paradise home?
Yeah, you want to take some mementos.
It's a little bit of sand.
To show the grandkids.
A bit of sand like what my Zulu people do in Durban when they go to the beach.
When they fill up a 2-liter Coke bottle.
Look at how we're all linked up in the world.
Well, this couple faces 6 years in jail for doing that.
Doing that?
Okay, but
that's quite heavy. That's very heavy-handed.
How much sand, you may ask, could cause that type of sentence?
I'm curious. Now you got my attention.
14 bottles of sand containing about 40 kilograms of white sand.
Okay, yeah, that's a bit extreme.
What were they thinking?
Me and my people just take a 2-liter spuck bug.
Here's the question. Whenever I hear people have done something like this, I always have to ask, what are you going to do? How are you transporting that? Do you have a trailer with you? I mean, how does this work?
No, it was all in their car, and a cop actually spotted through the window some clear plastic bottles of sand. Pulled them over and found 14 of these bottles in their car.
Strange people.
But apparently theft of white sand and rocks from Sardinia's beaches is very common.
Yeah.
There's actually an illegal market for them on the internet.
Oh.
Is it because it's a special kind of sand? Must be.
I suppose.
That's what you're saying to me. If it's such special sand, these people wanted to take away cartloads of it. Must be amazing.
Yeah, and that's
you know what it is as well, is that most or a lot of European beaches are pebble beaches.
Yeah.
And maybe there's this obsession with this fine white sand. You know, here in South Africa, we're hashtag blessed with some fine white sand, and not so far away in places like Mauritius and in Mozambique or Mozambican islands. Maybe there's just this obsession with the sand.
How do you... Okay, so going back to how you transport something like that, I'm just thinking about it now.
It's so embarrassing, though, to be arrested for stealing sand.
Right.
Yeah, I remember, wasn't it Ray McCauley who, like, stole sand from the Oppenheimer's beach once?
Oh.
Yeah, it was a big story, and it was just humiliating. You know, you had these adults stealing each other's beach sand. So stupid.
Do you slot it in between all of your clothes? Well, but if there's too many bottles, you must have some sort of different compartment.
That's just dumb.
And then what do you say at the airport as you're checking that in? Oh, don't mind me just carrying some sand.
Yeah. It's just a bit of sand. Don't panic anybody. All right, so...
And then also, it makes me realize, like, when we're on holiday, we buy all of these unnecessary things or we keep all of these odd things. We get back to our homes and it's like, what are you actually going to do with it? Mm. So all good and well, you have a bottle of sand and then what? It will just be staring at you in the face. Like I came back with some pebbles from Bali and I thought, oh, it was so beautiful and gorgeous.
The cops
can
be outside when you leave here now.
Yeah, they already called the cops here. Yeah, you better account for yourself.
You'll be deported.
Yeah.
But I actually ended up throwing them into our garden because I thought, what am I keeping this for? It's just a waste of space, a waste of time. Yeah.
All right. Well, don't steal sand from the beaches of Sardinia.
No,
clearly,
don't.
That's not a good idea. You'll go down.
Yes.
All right.
Here's a bit of a funny study. Having children will make you happier than staying childless.
That's true.
This is according to a new study. There's a but, though, a very big but. It will only make you happier until later on in your life, not just yet, when you're still raising the kids.
Yeah, because they're hard to raise.
Yeah,
but it'll make you happy in the long run.
You'll have people
to share your life with and all that kind of thing. I get that.
Yeah.
You're so busy in the beginning. On. You're not even living life or realizing what day it is.
Mm.
Just so busy looking after children.
Who needs the Heidelberg University when you guys were spot on with this whole entire study?
Tell us more.
Heidelberg University in Germany just did this study. Their team of researchers put this together and they found that parents tend to be happier than non-parents, but this is only in old age. And this only holds if their kids have also moved out of home.
Yeah.
Your kids are still around. They're causing a lot of stress and anxiety. Rather kick them out. That's when you'll be happier. Previous research has suggested that parenthood, social networks, and marital status all affect the well-being and the mental health of older people. And this latest study actually looks at the effects of family status. So these researchers asked more than 55,000 people to take part in the study. And these are people who are aged 50 and over from 16 different European countries. And they were discussing their mental well-being. And the results now basically suggest the positive aspects of parenthood dominate when getting older. And one of the biggest factors is that children become a form of social support. And the researchers point out that social support networks are associated with greater happiness and less loneliness and can act as a buffer against stressful events. Mm. This all makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does. So, I mean, you're only happy when the children are out of the house, firstly.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you're also happy because they can help you in your old age.
Yeah. Yes,
they can wipe your bum and that kind of thing. Because you really don't want someone you don't know doing that stuff for you.
Yeah, and pay for carers and doctors' medications.
So basically they're like servants that love you.
Mm.
And they're out of your hair.
I think that's a horrible reason to have a child. I think having kids is great. And I've chosen and elected so far in my life not to, but that may change. I reserve the right to change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there are very few things that can be said against the idea of having children. I think it's actually, it seems to me to be a very happy way to spend your time. And if you have nice children, it's a source of great pride for people.
Mm.
Some people's children are shits. We all know those kinds of kids, right?
Well, I mean, I look at me. I'm still causing grief
for your parents,
my family.
You are.
Please help with this.
Non-stop grief.
Can't do this. Won't you?
Oh, I realized this past weekend, actually. Not necessarily with my parents, but also my siblings. My sister and I actually ultimately ended up having a conversation around this. But I don't know how your family dynamics are, but don't you still behave in the same way as you did when you were younger? So by that, I mean, I'm the youngest at home.
Yeah.
And even though we're all older, I'm still treated as the baby.
Mm.
And
yeah,
subconsciously, I also still fall into that trap. So my sister drove me to the airport when I was on my way to Cape Town over the weekend. And there's certain things that sparked this conversation between she and I, because it was just all normal. I woke up in the morning because I had an early flight and I was rushing around the house and I was like, oh there's so much to do. Can you iron my stuff, please? And she's like, okay, fine. So ironed the clothes that I was going to wear.
So you kind of retract back into this.
And no one bats an eyelid to it. And she still took and still takes the position of helping me out. I had already packed all of my stuff as well. And I didn't feel like taking my own toiletries out. So I was like, can you lend me your shampoo? Can I use your shampoo?
God, you're a pain in the ass.
And she's like, you're sure fine. And she drove me to the airport. And as she actually dropped me off, she's like, I actually do like taking care of you. And I thought, oh.
Well, that's the thing.
That is sweet.
Like, with my brother and I.
You sound really annoying though, by the way.
I'm the baby of the family. I still play that card.
With my brother and I, I'm 8 years older than him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he does that stuff for me.
But was that your dynamic growing up?
No.
It wasn't?
No, it's become in adulthood where I've become...
It's learned.
I've become lazier and he's become more practical and...
How did this happen?
More able.
How did this happen?
But you know what? I think it's just... It just happens generally over time. People's personalities change.
Yeah, I think that that's probably true, but I also think people become, they learn bad habits.
Mm.
And you know, I've seen it with married couples too, is that the husband will expect his wife to do certain things for him and the wife will expect the husband to do certain things for her.
For lack of a better term, you get set in your ways as well.
Yeah, you become codependent and not always in a good way. Sometimes it's just laziness. It just boils down to like straightforward laziness, you know?
Yeah. You kind of need a time out that you can realize what you're missing out on.
So I'm not complaining, though. I still have someone to drive me around, iron my clothes.
And it's not every day. It's like a treat thing, you know? Like when we're on holiday, I tend to, you know, relax and say, oh, Mark, won't you please look this up for me? Yes. Won't you just fix my hair dryer?
So disappointing. But you're an adult human being and you behave like this. So disappointing.
It's so comforting.
All right, what else
it
is
really
going on?
Is.
Okay, have you checked the color of your...
Uh-oh. What? That's a bad start to a question. Your pee?
I wish everyone was honest about where their minds went with that sentence.
What have you checked the color of, Leanne? Come on.
Your stool?
Your earwax.
Ooh.
There is an earwax color chart.
Yeah? Okay, what's dangerous? Because sometimes it's like...
I thought all earwax was the same color. Surely?
What color's yours? Go on.
It's
you brought
like
it up.
It's like an orangey...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
Yellowy,
is that not
orangey.
The case?
Well, you get really bad colored earwax when there are signs of a problem.
Uh-oh.
So normal earwax is anything from off-white to yellow.
Ew.
To a darker orange.
Off-white? Ugh.
Mm. Then you get earwax that can sometimes be green.
Good Lord. That doesn't sound good.
Smell foul.
Oh.
That means that you have a significant ear infection. You do get wax with streaks of blood in them as well.
Oh.
Mm. You may have had a ruptured eardrum.
Is this appropriate conversation for this time of the morning?
Well, maybe not.
Jesus.
But I just, you know.
Bloody earwax?
I didn't realize that this happened.
Well, I didn't either, but I was happy. I was frankly happier when I didn't know that this stuff happened.
I'm sorry, but when you're searching, when you're searching for interesting stories and you see a color chart of earwax, it catches your eye and it makes you worry.
Yeah, now I'm suddenly worried. But I, look, luckily I haven't had any of these situations develop.
Yes, no, definitely
not.
Sounds
pretty awful though. So what does it indicate?
It's usually just an infection. Or it could be injury. So either self-inflicted injury, like when you've used an
ear. Is it true that you're not meant to put anything in your ears?
They say nothing bigger than your elbow.
Yeah. So what?
It's nothing smaller than your elbow, sorry.
I mean, maybe we need
it
to get
a
doctor on this one, but as far as I can tell, you're not meant to put stuff in your ears.
No, you're not meant to use so-called earbuds, which is why they've changed names to cotton buds.
Okay, but I like
Feeling.
Yeah, well, it's not the feeling so much. It's also that. All right. So when you get out of the shower or something, you've got water in your ears.
Mm.
So I just use it to like dry up the water.
Yeah.
I don't like to have water in my ears.
Yeah.
Is that dangerous? Do we need a doctor on this one?
I can tell you now it is dangerous.
Oh,
so I watch these weird YouTube channels, right?
Oh, boy.
The one is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh.
We've heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
She now has a TV show.
My sister's obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Thinks she's the best thing.
And then I also watch another channel, which is a specialist who removes earwax from blocked ear canals. And he goes in with a camera, and you see how delicate the lining over the eardrum is. And after watching that, you can understand why putting something in your ear is not a good idea.
What is it with us and stuff that comes out of our orifices? We're really quite gross. Like, humans are just revolting. Like, all animals are, but humans are particularly revolting.
No, I don't know. You and I have been to Chimp Eden and seen some pretty disgusting chimps with bodily fluids.
And they throw their feces
at each other.
And okay, so maybe we're not the grossest.
We're not the grossest.
All right, so here's a message that kind of echoes what I was thinking on this. Cindy says, it's not appropriate. I just opened my eyes and you're all talking about earwax.
I know. Sorry, Cindy.
What the hell's going on at the movies? My child is the best. He's at the stage now where you try to sit him down on his bum and he tries to keep his legs straight. So he ends up doing the move that Neo did in The Matrix. And he now does new shit like this all the time. And he's so cute. See, this is what I mean about parents and how much fun they have. That's from A.S., not from ass, but A.S. Sia brought this kid study up to get Leanne excited for her future kids, thanks to that psychic yesterday.
Yeah.
Good point. Best thing I've seen, a Muslim guy trying to check in holy water, frozen holy water on a mango flight.
Oh.
Yeah, because you get special water in Mecca.
Yes.
That's obviously okay. What that's about. And spoiler alert, Carrie Ann Moss's character dies in the beginning of the third Matrix movie.
Oh.
Is this a true story or clickbait? Unless they change the story completely, I can't see how this is going to be possible. Well,
the
I don't know.
The third Matrix movie?
Yeah,
or
this
did
is from,
she mean the fourth?
This is from Gift. Gift is either spoiling it for all of us, because he got it spoiled for him, or he doesn't know what the hell's going on. I'm going to go with the latter. All right, Gift? No offense there, but doesn't seem like you know what you're doing. And hey, Gareth, you got it completely wrong. Sia is the perfect example of a society that has decreased their consumption of meat and increased their consumption of processed food.
Well,
Sia had. Do you know what he had for breakfast yesterday?
I'm trying to remember. No, that's good. What?
A crunchy chocolate. You know the crunchy chocolate
bar?
Oh,
my gosh.
That was his breakfast. That was his breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, then I followed that up with Cocoa Pops as well.
Sugar and sugar.
And you know what? He's fine.
Look, I'm drinking water right now.
just
walking. Why aren't I on the cover of Men's Health magazine, I wonder.
I'm in no position to point fingers.
Yeah, look, Sia is, he's thin, he's in shape.
I'm a size minus 7.
So we're not going to give him any shit, okay? We'll worry about him when he gets fat and obese.
I'm non-existent.
You basically are non-existent. All right, what else is there in the news?
Stop with the compliments now.
So you've realized how Facebook can kind of follow what you're doing out of Facebook?
Yes.
So if you search for a holiday in Bali,
yeah, they suddenly using Google, spam you with ad after ad after
ad. That's it. So Facebook has now finally started rolling out, only in 3 countries for now, a clear history privacy tool.
What?
Yes. So your off Facebook activity, mm-hmm. which includes any information that businesses and organizations share with Facebook about our interactions with them,
yeah.
can now be switched off. You can either manage it, your off Facebook activity, so you can choose which businesses and organizations you visit, or you can clear your history completely.
Okay, good.
Now, that's quite a big one, because if they had have started this, rolling this out now without the clear history option, we'd still be bombarded from our history.
Yeah, so you can actually clear that away, and then they can't send you this. They can't spam you with all this stuff, right?
Exactly.
Is that the idea?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's basically severing the connection between your web browsing history and your Facebook account.
All right.
And there have been months of delays. It was, in fact, a year and a half ago that Mark Zuckerberg said that they were going to begin letting users do this. So it's now rolled out in Ireland, South Korea, and Spain, with other countries to follow in the coming months.
I'll never forget them in Facebook headquarters when I was there in San Francisco. What was it? 2.5 years ago. And they call him Zuck.
Oh.
Hey, I think Zuck is coming around this afternoon. And they like worship him like a god.
Oh, my God.
So ridiculous.
How annoying.
Yeah, it is. It's annoying.
Ugh.
Zuck.
Well, speaking of millennials, there's a good BuzzFeed feed
mm-hmm.
on what people
BuzzFeed are, feed.
Yes, on yeah. what millennials the questions that millennials have for baby boomers.
All right, what kinds of stupid stuff do they ask?
They say, why do boomers always have to say .com? Like, there's no gmail.org, Karen. I know you meant .com.
Oh, right, because I say .com sometimes, and that's probably unnecessary.
Yes.
It's redundant. Okay. Sorry, millennials. Right, what else?
Why do boomers all have their profile pictures as selfies in their car wearing sunglasses? Okay, not me personally, but I've seen a lot of it.
I've never done that.
I haven't, but you see it.
You have seen it? I have. I have? Sia's busy reprimanding me as we speak. Really? How embarrassing. Hang on, let me put on your microphone. Sia's busy in the production booth getting some stuff together. What do you mean? You've seen me in my car with my sunglasses?
In a car with your sunglasses, selfie mode,
oh,
absolutely.
God. All right, sorry.
I will make a montage for you. Because I've seen
it.
No,
I believe
times.
You. All right, fine. Believe you. Fine.
Mr. Baby Boomer.
It's a boomer thing.
Yeah.
What can I do? You do that, Leanne?
No, I've never done it. I don't. Well, now I'm not doubting myself after that. Another question, why do boomers not use headphones when watching internet videos in public? I've seen that happen a lot.
Does that annoy you?
So much.
Because you
are enjoying that cat video, not all of us.
Dari, right? In the office. She does this all the time. Okay?
so annoying.
Why do boomers love giving verbal directions so much?
Yeah,
and then you turn left.
Don't tell me things.
Why do boomers scream when they yawn?
Don't millennials do that too? They don't.
I don't know.
Oh God, how embarrassing.
This is all sounding right. like an old age home.
Yeah. Why do boomers make unholy grunting sounds when they go to the bathroom?
Oh no, do we?
Shit, I caught myself the other day having an old man cough.
Did you?
And I realized that...
Can you reprise it for us now?
And I only realized because I remembered as I did it that my tenant, my cottage tenant, was waiting outside for me. And I thought, oh no, she's just heard me doing that and she's a millennial.
Do it again. That's great. That is fantastic.
So,
right.
Simon, why do boomers pay for concert tickets and then just stand there with their arms crossed?
Yes.
It's funny because it's all true.
Yeah, okay.
It is all true.
Why do boomers still speak to me when I've got my headphones in? Do they think I can magically hear?
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't talk to people who've got headphones on. So I'm not that much of a moron.
One of my business partners, we often spend the day working together and she'll have her headphones in. She likes to drown out the conversation of other annoying people. And I forget and I just talk to her the whole time and she has to go, pardon, and take them out.
Pardon?
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Why do boomers always yell into the phone when they pick up? Like, hi, Stacey, this is Jeff. Says, calm down.
Do people do that? I must be honest, I didn't know about this stuff. Well, some of it. Clearly, I'm according to Sia, I'm guilty of some of it as well. All right.
Why do boomers take so long at an ATM?
Yeah.
Why do they sign everything off with, just my personal opinion?
Oh, wait, no, I also say that.
Yeah, you do.
Why do boomers always have their screen brightness at 100? I do. Actually, make
sure.
Because
you can't see well at this stage in your life. We understand that.
It starts happening.
Okay.
Why do boomers think that writing in cursive is an important skill?
Well, writing nicely, I think, is always a skill. I mean, call me old-fashioned about that stuff, but I still write letters.
Okay, these next two sound like what you've just said this morning. Why do boomers always leave 4-minute voicemails?
Yeah.
And why do boomers think recycling is for liberals?
Guys, we have decided this morning that any voice note that you leave someone or voicemail that you leave someone that's longer than 2 minutes is a podcast, okay? And nobody subscribed to your podcast. Get that right. Please, can we, with peace and love, can we agree?
I have a friend who's guilty of this, insisting on pluralizing store names.
Oh, no.
Like espressos.
Yeah.
Like also suburb names, like Kaya Sands. It's actually Kaya Sand.
Is it Kaya Sand?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And my gran used to do, she would make any name fancy. For instance, we used to have a townhouse in Portugal in the Algarve, and there's a shopping center there called Modelo.
Modelo.
Modelo. Yeah. And she'd go, I'm just going to Mordelio's. Everything sounded fancier.
All right. What else?
No, I actually like that one.
Why do boomers hate man buns so much?
I think everyone hates man buns. It's not just boomers. Do you like man buns, Sia?
For some people, it looks good. Some people can pull off the... I'm a hobo, have no money rare. Look. Some other people just look messy.
All right.
Why do boomers love boiling vegetables so much?
Hey, guys, by the way, you're not boomers, according to...
Yeah, boomers are older than...
We are Gen X. Boomers are your parents.
Yes.
That's from Nats. Okay, thank you very much, Nats. Why do boomers never have their phones on silent? Yes, my parents always have their phones on loud, but then that's because they're old and they can't hear anymore. And it goes... Ring, like really loud in your ear when you're in the middle of, I don't know, conversation or something. Am I right?
Again, this is my friend. And she lets it ring for far too long in the restaurant. And it's really loud.
How old is this friend of yours?
She's 46 going on 85. And she admits it. She's got bad knees. She can't walk down up and down stairs. She, in fact, she wanted a Teledex. Do you remember what... You wouldn't know what those are.
No, what is that?
Just remind me.
Is that what it's called? Where you put... All the business cards are linked by a file ring.
Oh, like a binder of business cards.
Yeah.
A Teledex.
And then they're...
Hang on, I'm going to look this up.
I think it's called that.
It's amazing. A Teledex.
And then you find the person's card because it's slotted into the letter of the alphabet.
Oh, no. Now there's a brand name of Teledex, so... It's difficult to search for.
And by the way, by definition, a baby boomer was born between 1946 and 1954.
Is it one of those things?
No.
That you.
I remember those.
Describe it if you can.
I remember those.
What is
so it's got a hard cover on it, and it's got a plastic lever in the middle where you move the lever to the letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, so it goes from A to Z, and so then you move this little this little plastic thing up and down.
So say you're looking for
it's an address book.
Mol. It's an address M-O-L. Book. So you take it to M. Then you press the button to open the lid.
My grandfather used to have those things.
And it opens up on the right page for M.
I thought it was so cool. I always just played with it as a little contraption, not understanding what it was for. But to me, it was like a secret combination you used to work out.
That is so great. What's it called?
Is it maybe called a Rolodex?
A Rolodex.
Rolodex sounds familiar.
Rolodex.
So your friend wanted a Rolodex?
Oh, she still wants one. Yes, that's what they're called.
Why does it annoy you so?
What a Rolodex looks like. Yes, a Rolodex. A Rolodex.
But the cards in there are like so old, they're going yellow type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what my friend's like.
Would you have to punch a hole in every card?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. You know, some people still hand out business cards. I don't actually think this is the worst thing.
Are you telling me you're going to flip through 100 cards to find a number that you could Google in 2 seconds?
Wait, Leanne, isn't this her trying to make sense of like the physical business cards she gets given? What do you do with your business cards? This is actually innovation.
I actually just put some in my purse the other day because embarrassingly enough at one of my meetings they said, "Can I have your card?" And I didn't have any.
See? And what do you expect someone to do with that card once you've given it to them?
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the stuff online now. The Rolodexes and that address book thing that you were discussing just now that you would...
it's like watching...
My mother used to keep an address book. I think she might still.
Yeah.
And it was indexed on the side. So you would go to... And let me find...
Lick your fingers and then...
J. And you get a J. You look it up. So great.
Did you ever watch Stranger Things? I'm sure you've heard of it.
Yeah, I saw the first 3 episodes, but yeah.
And it kind of flashes back to the early 80s.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of this, like the old telephones and even the font that they use is typical of the 80s in the credits and that sort of thing. So yeah, I'm seeing a lot of flashbacks are happening for me.
All right, any other of these boomer things? Because this is hilarious. Don't stress. Who's on the line, Sia? Who we got there? Who is it?
Law Maisel is on the line.
Ah, Law. How's it, Law?
She
how are you?
Love in her life.
Now, Law, what's happening?
Here we go again, G.
All right, just tell me what the hell's
going on. Good morning, team.
All right, but Law, what's going on with you?
Bless my soul, I have a beautiful laugh.
No, but hang on.
I'm in love again.
Okay, but you were in love with some guy who was dying in hospital. Remember?
Yes, we over him.
Oh,
we dumped him.
You just abandoned him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that ended kind of abruptly. All right, fine. Can you fill us in on who this new guy is? Let's just move straight along. I mean, just, you know, as long as you're happy.
The other guy, so let me tell you.
Did he die?
I think this guy broke my heart. Not the new one, the old one. Broke my heart when I was 16. I had my heart closed for 40 years. I ended up going back to him. He opened my heart. He gave me so many gifts, and I'm so blessed, and I'm so grateful for that. But I met this man a week later, and I'm completely, utterly bowled over.
Am I right that you were on the roller coasters at Gold Reef City?
I was. Gee, we were on the roller coasters.
Jesus, Law, you really move quickly.
Wow.
So, all right, this new the new dude. Tell me about this new guy. Who is he? Where does he come from?
He lived in Cape Town for 20 years. He's from Joburg. He lived in Birdhaven.
Mm-hmm.
He now lives in Sandton with me.
You living together?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, this is moving fast. Law, when did we check in on you with the guy who was dying in the hospital? That was, what, 3 months ago?
No. a month ago.
How many months?
A month.
So in 1 month, you've moved on to another dude. You've fallen head over heels in love with someone else because you were head over heels in love with the other guy. And now...
Yeah.
I mean, we got an email from his daughter about what a wonderful human being you are. Is he all right, the other guy? Let's just finish with him before we move on to the next one.
No, he is. He's a lot better. He's out of hospital shape. It took him a long time. He was 3 months in hospital. He's a lot better. He's still on dialysis. He's good. It was his birthday this month. I speak to him. We're still going to be good friends, but I still want to be friends. And we've been friends for 40 years, so it's not something that you throw away.
But basically, you two are not together anymore. And you've moved on. You're still friends, though, right?
We are definitely still friends. Okay. No, we're still friends. He's a good man. He's a good, beautiful person.
All right. Okay. So now it's the new dude.
But I found somebody who could walk and run and go on roller coaster rides with me.
Right, because you couldn't do that with a guy who was in dialysis, because clearly, I mean, he can't move around at all. Yeah. It's no fun. No.
I think this is a great thing, though. When you know what you want, why waste time, Law?
No, it was bizarre. It was like a very weird thing. In fact, I met this guy and on Tinder, and everybody says there's no chance of meeting your husband on Tinder. Not that I'm going to marry this man anyway, but to meet your love of your life on Tinder. So I met him on Tinder the first day. Literally the first time I met him, we met at a Nando's, okay, our first day.
Romantic and spicy.
How romantic. How romantic. So I literally, I looked at this guy and I went,
Sis, you actually used the word sis.
No, I didn't use the word sis to him in his face.
You didn't find him physically.
Not for me, he looked like a nerd.
Okay, you didn't find him physically attractive immediately.
No.
Okay. And then what happened?
And then I just thought, well, okay, let me have him for a date on Friday night, because we had made the date already. So we'd made the date on the Wednesday for the Friday night, and then we decided to meet each other on the Thursday. So on the Friday, we had this date. So I thought, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to have a night of pumping and just finish Clyde done with. At least I can get a shag out of this.
Sure, of course. Yeah. And nothing wrong with that. That's a very sensible approach.
It's a very sensible, for a 56-year-old woman, that's what you want to do. You just want to have a good shag.
Did you get a good pump, as you put it?
Well, he hasn't left my house since.
Ooh, so that was a really good pump. Damn, Gina. Uh-huh.
Look at that. Sia's even a bit jealous.
Ooh, bad Brad got it going on.
All right.
Bad Brad, let me tell you.
So you love this guy. Is he the guy for you?
Gee, you know what? Absolutely yes. There's not even a doubt in my mind. I've literally never had a decent relationship for most of my life. I haven't had anybody live with me. I've never moved in with anybody. And this man is just so comfortable. It's like he's in my kitchen. He's in...
Are you paying for stuff? I mean, is he getting like everything for free?
No. We both contribute.
Okay, because I don't want him taking advantage, you know.
No, I promise you, I will drop kick him off my balcony if he takes advantage of me. All right, you know me. I don't take fucking shit.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. But sure, Jesus, calm down, Lord. There's no need for the aggression.
I don't take shit, G. I'm not going to take shit. Believe me.
Is he with you now?
He is with me now.
Can I say hello to him?
You can say hello to him. Hang on a second.
All right, good.
I'm going to move from the lounge to the dining room.
All right.
Oh, talking to Bad Brad.
Let me find out about this. Hey, Brad, how's it, man?
Hey, Gareth, how you doing?
Good. Just wanted to check that you're not there sponging off of Law, right? I mean, you're not having the relationship with her just so you can live in her house for free.
Oh, no, definitely not there. No, Law's an amazing person.
All right, I see you two are having a whole lot of fun. Law is quite wild, isn't she?
She's incredible. I've never met anyone like her.
Oh, that's so nice. Did you feel that way instantly, or did it take a while?
Well, quite a story behind it. I got this skill that I use, and I actually told Law before I met her, I said, you're going to be addicted to me. And when she first saw me, she said to me, no ways. There's just no way that I could ever get addicted to this person. He's a geek.
Yeah. How old are you, by the way?
So, yeah. I am 45 in October.
Ooh.
Okay. And Law is keeping up with you sexually?
I'm trying to keep her up, yeah. Yeah. So we're getting there.
There's excitement in your sex life with the two of you?
Oh yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Awesome. 100%. Well, listen, I'm very happy for you, dude. Nice work.
Okay, great. What is that?
Don't worry. I think all right. Thank you, Brad. Okay, we're done. Thank you very much, man. Nice to talk to you. All right. Well, there we go. Catching up with Laura and her sex life.
I felt like a bit of a parent there with that conversation.
You were checking him out.
What are your intentions with my daughter?
You know what she was doing? She was busy gesticulating to him. You could tell in the background saying, no, don't tell him that, or do tell him. I know what Laura's like. I know what game she plays. Well done, Lorraine Maisel.
Yeah,
straight out of love into love again.
Great things about just knowing what you want in life. Something doesn't work, okay, well, unfortunately it doesn't. And then when you find someone else and you know you like them, why beat around the bush?
Right.
3 weeks or a month, okay.
Do what makes you happy is the rule.
Move in together and let's...
All right, everybody, that's all we got time for today. Have an excellent Wednesday. We will catch up with you tomorrow.
This is CliffCentral.com.